Thousands of female students are reportedly signing up to so-called sugar daddy websites as a way of paying their way through university. Now, they enable cash-strapped young women to find an older, wealthier man who then gives them money and gifts in exchange for companionship. Broad term. A leading sugar daddy site called Seeking Arrangement says it now has almost a quarter of a million UK students on its books, with undergraduates from Cambridge, St Andrews and Manchester universities all joining within the last year. The website claims that students get to experience a luxurious lifestyle and meet wealthy people on a regular basis. But some critics say that sugar daddy sites are simply facilitating prostitution, and that the advertised companionship is just a cover for sex. So do get in touch if you've used one of these sites, or maybe your daughter has, or you're worried about it. 0500 288 291. Email vine@bbc.co.uk. Go talk first of all to Rick Kelsey, who is a Radio 1 Newsbeat reporter, and you made a BBC 2 documentary last year, Addicted to Dating Apps, which is, I know, still on the iPlayer, which touched on this, didn't it?
Yeah, that's right, Jeremy. I mean, this company, Seeking Arrangement, they claim to they hook up wealthy men with younger women. They're one of many companies that do this. But these figures, we've got half a quarter of a million people, I'm saying, are currently on their books. But they've seen this growth. But I would say that a big caveat to these figures is the fact that they are based up on email sign-up. So anybody can go onto the website, anybody can sign up. And it's not necessarily just full-time students, it's anyone.
Right. Now, there's a clip that I've got from your documentary, and you spoke to a 20-year-old called Clover Petilla from Bournemouth, who uses the one I mentioned, Seeking Arrangement, and has been a sugar baby. And you asked her what she thought a sugar daddy might be anticipating from her company.
Because of what you're getting, it is an expectation of sex.
Sometimes. But they're usually quite forward with that. They usually say it straight away. You know, because if that's what they want, then that's what they want. But if that's not what I want, then that's not what I'm going to do, because it's not what I want.
But if you, it just depends on the person.
Yeah, but if they're attractive and whatever, and you wouldn't mind, then why not? No, if you go on the internet, you can see what people really think of it. They think it's like prostitution or something, but it really isn't at all, because you don't have to do anything you don't want to do. Like, it's your choice. Well, I wish everyone could just fall in love and be happy, but that's not how the world works.
So she was meeting older guys, and if she wanted it to go a certain way, it would.
She made up her own decision. She'd done it for around about 2 years. Clive was one of quite a few girls that we spoke to. And what was amazing is when we went around to their houses or wherever they lived, some of them lived with their parents. Some of them were only 18, 19, 20. And one girl got out 125 pairs of shoes and popped them on the bed. Another one got out jewellery. Then you'd see photos of someone being taken to Moscow on a weekend, going to New York on a weekend, taken away to Paris. And then another girl drove us around Hampshire in a car that she'd just been bought by her sugar daddy. This is clearly a growing industry, but the numbers that are involved are probably slightly smaller than actually the amount of men that are out there available to take care of them, if you like.
So there aren't enough men, or there aren't enough students?
The student numbers are clearly growing. We've got the claims of there's 225,000 on this one app or website alone, but some of the people that we've spoken to are actually on the app said, actually, there's not enough men for us out there.
Right. What about the sex dimension, though, and the idea that this is just prostitution? Does anyone being cornered in that way?
Well, the argument is that this is a dating app or a dating site. And people say, Clover was one person, for example, she said, well, if I'm going to have sex, if that's what I want to do, then that's what I'll do. I will have sex. And other people do simply use it for companionship. I met so many people, Jeremy, that actually came across as quite lonely on this. So they may be people who didn't have too many friends. They maybe weren't too close with their family, and they were living quite an isolated kind of lifestyle. But the people who are doing this not necessarily argue that this is anything to do with sex. I mean, these numbers here up there, they could be looking for companionship. But last year, there was the biggest ever sex study of the student industry. And that's just around about 5% of people. This is done by Swansea University. About 5% of people had actually worked in the student in the industry, which clearly shows a big difference between people who see this, sugar daddies, as something to do with sex, compared to people who don't.
And if somebody becomes a sugar daddy, are they having to pay £1,000 a month or something, or what?
Some of them sign up. You have your wealth checked. When you join these apps, you join these websites, you're vetted in a sense. So you might show your bank account, you might show some evidence of your wealth, you might have to show a pay slip to join up to some of these sites. So you're vetted in that way. And then when you go online onto the apps, the sugar girls or the sugar babies can actually look and see, how much wealth that person has accumulated. So one person might actually advertise, well, I've got £2 million in the bank. I've got £250,000 in the bank. Oh, I'd rather go with you. I'd rather go with him. As well as really? Just the location base. Yeah, people can actually say exactly how much wealth they've got.
Okay. Thank you very much, Rick Kelsey from Radio 1's Newsbeat, who's met some of the young students doing this. And on the line, we've got Rachel, not your real name. You've also used Seeking Arrangement for 4 years now, Rachel.
Hi. Yes, I have.
And you're a student, are you?
Yes.
Okay. And can I ask how much money you've made?
I've been on the website since just before I turned 19, the month before. I earn up to £5,000 a year.
So you made about 20,000?
Yeah. And that has all been used for master's tuition fees, which I'm currently doing my master's degree now.
What's your subject?
Clinical psychology.
Okay. And how many men have you met through the site?
About 14.
14, 1-4?
Yeah.
And Rachel, do you mind, you're anonymous here, so I hope you don't mind me asking, have any of the men wanted sex?
Not to me, no. I've been treated with respect by all of the guys I've met off on the Sugar Babe on SeekingArrangement.com. I speak to them for weeks, up to 2 months before I meet anybody. We have a FaceTime, so they get the kind of girl I am. They understand the rules of the website, and I've had nothing but pleasant experiences.
And so forgive me for asking, what do they think they're paying for?
They want, tends to be a plus one, or they're out on business in the city, so yeah, dine with them while they're on business. They just want some company sometimes. Will you meet me in London? Yes, I will. Go to London. That kind of thing.
And just have a conversation.
Yeah.
And have any of them
shopping.
Have any of them fallen in love with you?
I've had some say they have developed some feelings for me, but not quite love.
And vice versa? Have you?
I've had a soft spot, but not quite that deep.
Could it go wrong?
Like anything in life, it has its risks, but that's dependent on, obviously, exceptional circumstances.
Let me bring in Rick. What do you think of this, Rick?
Yeah, I was just going to say, did you do this for money specifically? Did you do this for the lifestyle? Was it because you had some student debt?
It was student debt. But rather than debt, it was being able to finance a master's degree, because obviously there's no loan system in place for that. I do not come from a background where my family could pay for that. I know what career I want, and I've got a first-class psychology degree and working on a distinction in my master's at the moment, so I work hard. I just needed the means to be able to do it.
And Rachel, if your mum was listening to this and she recognised your voice and she rang you up and you said, what on earth are you doing, what would you say to her?
I'd explain the situation as I've explained it to you, and I'd hope that she'd be open-minded.
Thank you very much for talking to us.
Not a problem.
All right, Rachel, who's used Seeking Arrangement for 4 years. Midnight. Come and pick me up, no headlights.